The only issue about the bond that is actually talking about, which in a sense will be a debt that the government will issue and then people in the diaspora will buy into and use that for investment purposes. I doubt very much whether there will be any appetite for it, because remember, the whole issue in Zimbabwe is about the lack of credibility of the Zimbabwean government, and especially with the people in the diaspora who, for some reason or the other, and rightly so, believe that this government can't be trusted and has not treated them fairly, and now wants them to invest in this particular bond when it won't even give them a right to vote.
So in this case, Mr. Mhlanga, are you saying that Chinamasa is just talking something that won't happen?
Look, as Tendai Biti put it, you know, this is just a big fat. The thing is, this bond has been floated before. The idea has been floated before. We know that Gideon Gono, Kasukuwe, Rem Zembe, and all of them have been out in the diaspora trying to encourage people to participate in all sorts of various government schemes. Who has not forgotten the housing scheme that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe tried to get on for the diaspora, but that didn't work very well. So I think there are structural market, business, commercial issues that the diaspora will find a bit difficult to swallow from Chinamasa and anyone else who will be trying to float this bond.
Let's get back to the indigenization issue. Will you personally be involved in such kind of schemes?
Well, I am certainly involved already. I think many Zimbabweans who are interested in indigenized schemes actually who live outside the country, they will tell that they are involved in their own ways in indigenization. They either have funded small capital to their cousins, to their friends, to their relatives to participate in these schemes. But they will be hesitant to say if an indigenization bond came up, which was to say to buy into Impala or platinum mines or such large-scale projects, because they will fear that these monies will be hijacked and abused to serve only the interests of the politically connected.